A thought about gun control now from West Virginia, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin.
I don't know of anybody that goes hunting with an assault rifle. I don't know anybody that needs those types of multiple clips as far as ammunition.
That's a Senator Manchin, who has been a passionate gun advocate and favorite of the NRA, now out in front of a changed conversation on Capitol Hill. Well, we wanted to know, how do some of the contemplated gun control proposals now being considered stack up to the inevitable constitutional tests regarding the Second Amendment? Joining us is Adam Liptak, Supreme Court reporter for our partner at the New York Times. Welcome back to the show, Adam.
Hey, Jim.
So how do you construct a constitutional test for some of the assault weapons bans, clip bans, regulations that are suddenly being kicked around on Capitol Hill?
The Supreme Court hasn't told us all that much about the meaning of the Second Amendment yet. It was only in 2008 that the court revolutionized Second Amendment jurisprudence by saying there's an individual right to own guns, at least for self-defense in the home. And that was a new interpretation of the Second Amendment. In that same decision called District of Columbia against Heller, which struck down an essentially total ban in D.C. on guns in the home for self-defense, the court actually gave a laundry list of exceptions, which suggests that the problems in addressing these issues are mostly political and practical, not constitutional. So the court seems to endorse registration. It seems to have no problem with background checks. It says you can bar them near schools, in schools and other sensitive places like government offices. It says you can prohibit people with mental illnesses from having guns, that you can prohibit felons from having guns. And it says, and this is the part that's the hardest to know what to make of, that dangerous and unusual weapons may be banned. And it's pretty clear that machine guns, sawed-off shotguns can be banned. What's a little harder to know is where the court would be on semi-automatic rifles, which are actually in fairly common use, are not truly military weapons, and people do use them to hunt. And another question is high-capacity magazine clips. Those are the gray area in this whole dispute.
Now, why would that be a gray area? As long as guns are allowed, can't the government regulate categories of products, categories of items? I mean, is the government restricted from banning a gun because it just looks too provocative? It has to have some specific sort of killing feature on it that would qualify it for regulation?
Well, again, we don't know a ton, and we're trying to read some phrases that Justice Antonin Scalia wrote in this 2008 opinion. But the question is, if they're in common use today, and if they're not dangerous and unusual. Now, dangerous is a funny word to use in connection with guns because, of course, all guns are dangerous. But I think the suggestion is uncommonly dangerous, unusual. Then you can ban them. Handguns, clearly allowed. Machine guns clearly can be banned. And the question is what to do about semi-automatic rifles.
Well, certainly the language is stretched and challenged in even discussing this, notions of triggers and danger and all of that. Adam Liptak, Supreme Court reporter for our partner, The New York Times, contemplating the constitutional tests, if any, for the gun control proposals now in conversation in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.